The other impact that I never hear really discussed, and it seems to be something obviously the builders and American Farm Bureau want to avoid, is that, you know, this is also a property rights issue. And from the standpoint of, if you're a downstream landowner or business owner, and someone upstream fills in the wetlands, the headwater wetlands, and as a result, rainwater runs off faster and floods your property more frequently, or rainwater runs off faster and then in times of drought, you have such a low in-stream flow that you can't irrigate your crops or you can't, water your livestock or whatever the case may be, that is an imposition on your property rights that someone upstream of you imposed on you. And President Reagan called that the destructive trespass of pollution. And, you know, I have to, I mean, looking at quotes from Howard Baker and others who helped create the Clean Water Act, they clearly understood that reality. And they understood that all the water bodies are connected. And you can't protect a bigger body of water and make it fishable, swimmable, if you don't also protect all the feeder streams that feed into it or the wetlands that help hold and filter the water. So, you know, a lot of people try to make this a property issue with respect to, EPA is going to make us jump through a hoop and get a permit before we can do X, Y, or Z. Well, that's just minuscule compared to the fact that, you know, someone upstream is able to greatly impact not only your property and use of your property, but in some cases with some of the flooding we've seen recently, your livelihood, your safety and your ability to even occupy your property.